Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't think this is a newsflash to dog owners, but your dog is smarter than we ever gave them credit for. It's B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. I'm Billy Kidd. TJ and Hope are with us. Stick around. We have a pair of Theo Vaughn tickets up for grabs here in just a couple minutes. I'll tell you how you can win that coming up. But there's a study that just came out, and maybe you've seen this on social media where they put the buttons on the floor, mm-hmm. and when you hit the button, it says outside yeah. or hungry or something like yeah. that. And when I saw that originally, I was like, well, they just trained the dog. It's no big deal to go up and push the button, blah, blah, blah. And it's fun to think that they know what they're saying. Well, it turns out they absolutely know what they're saying. There's a study. Researchers tracked button presses from dogs living in 47 different countries. And here's the part of the study that really got me, where they think the dog's cognitive abilities are above what we originally thought. Because, for instance, this one dog, part of the daily trip, the daily routine, was a trip to the beach. And the dog would hit a button that said beach, and then they would go for a walk on the beach. Well, they took the word beach out, and they left a couple other buttons, help, water, outside. And when the dog, at the time of day when they usually went to the beach, that button was gone, the dog hit water, outside, water, outside, water, outside, over and over and over
again. They're so smart. We really don't even deserve
that. That gave me goosebumps. Is that not crazy that they're that smart that he's like, well, beach is gone, but there's water at the beach and it's outside. Oh, so man. If I hit these two together, like, does that not blow your mind?
No, it doesn't surprise me at all. I'm telling you, I've always owned dogs and they are, I've watched it. Steve will ask, Noelle, want me to brush your teeth? It's time to brush your teeth. And she will get up, go and sit at the same place where he always sits and brushes her teeth.
Oh my God.
Like, my dogs understand what we're saying.
We used
to
have a dog that hated taking baths, and you'd be like, okay, it's time for a bath. And immediately the head went down and under the couch or behind the couch. Or she hated taking baths, but that was, you know.
Oh, and they don't forget either. Back before we had her spayed, Noelle, we had like a doggy diaper for her.
Yeah.
And like, I still say the word diaper and she freaks out. That's been years. Like, get your diaper on, get your diaper on, and she will lose it. So yes, I think if I brought buttons in there.
See, I wonder if dogs have a sense of humor. Like, I wonder if you put down a button that said, you're an idiot. Like, if my dog right. would look at me and be like, you know, dead right in the eyes and be like, you're an idiot. You're an idiot. You're like, I wonder if they have a sense of humor. All right. Caller number 19 right now. We got a pair of tickets for you to see Theo Vaughn. He's going to be at Blue Cross Arena on July 10th, courtesy of AEG Live. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. But 252-9233. Caller number 19. Those tickets are yours. Good luck.
Stop.
Do you understand what I'm saying? If I was a dog, you would. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club on WBEE. Billy Kidd, TJ, and Hope, we're talking about pets and the study that came out that not only can pets communicate with you about I'm hungry and stuff like that, but through the use of these little buttons that say words, they have concepts beyond what we thought. Like, this dog always went for a walk to the beach every day at the same time he hit the button that said beach. They took that button away. The dog was smart enough at that time to push the button that said water outside, water outside.
I think they're so smart, they make us dumb. Don't you think? Like, we're like, oh,
right?
Like, we just, I think that's how smart they are. My daughter and her husband, fiance, almost to be husband, 2 weeks. They had my grand dog this past weekend at my house.
Yes.
And to watch these two with
this grand dog.
My grand dog. And they come, anytime they enter the room to that dog, they'll go, the most beautiful thing in the world. Like, they sing this thing, the most beautiful thing in the world. And I'm like, what are you guys doing?
See, I do that with Duke every time I walk in there. I'm like, you're so handsome.
You sing to him?
I don't know if that's singing.
I know. The most beautiful thing.
You're so
handsome.
So
what are we? We're
we don't have dogs in our house. We have two cats. And the one cat that's 8 years old, I'm pretty sure he's trained to respond to me at this point. I have full-on conversations with that cat. I'll be like, you know, I'm going to have a busy weekend this week. And she just sits there and goes, meow. And every time I say something, she responds with some kind of noise. I'm like, it's going to be pretty hectic. I don't know when I'm going to be back to give you some treats. Meow. I'm in the conversation.
You're talking to the cat?
And the cat's responding.
So cats, so you don't do a dumb voice with cats.
Oh,
you're
dumb voices.
So
oh,
I'm going to be back.
Who's a good girl?
Yes. But you have other people in your house to talk to.
Yeah, they don't talk to me. I talk all the time.
The cat actually
listens. They're tired
of
me by the time I get home. The cat actually, yes, the cat listens and responds.
Mm, see, yeah, I got to talk to my dog. And then my dad sings to his dogs, too.
Oh, boy.
What does your dad sing?
He hasn't disclosed that. It's not a show for me. It's just for Coco and Gizmo.
Wonder if are there costume changes? Are there lights?
All right, full disclosure, TJ is not known for her cooking skills. But
I try.
But you made something that is like my favorite thing in the world. It's the B Morning Coffee Club, Billy, TJ, Hope.
I thought I reinvented the wheel.
Yeah.
So I was all excited to tell you all about it. And you were like, oh, I love doing that. I was like, get what I did. So I had a house full of people. And I was like, okay, I've got hamburger, I've got peppers, I've got onions. I'm going to make a meatloaf. But I'm looking at the time, I'm like, oh my gosh, this massive meatloaf's going to take forever.
It's going to take an hour to cook.
So I was like, you know, ding, ding, I'm going to make everybody their personalized mini meatloaf. Because I once had a HelloFresh meal that called for me to make a mini meatloaf. And I was like, oh, and you just shape it and stick it on a pan and throw it in there. And it was done so fast. And it's nice and like crispy. Everybody got their own.
And you could customize it if you want to.
I felt like a chef. I felt like a chef. They were all there like, oh my gosh, mom, this is so good. This is so good. I'm like, oh my God, I am never making meatloaf as an enormous loaf ever again.
Wait, so what did you put it in? Like a muffin tin?
No, I didn't put it in a tin. I just shaped it.
So you made like burger patties. You made like sliders with meatloaf.
They looked like distorted, enormous meatballs. But they were meatloaf.
I have gone so far down the mini meatloaf rabbit hole that I have a metal pan that's four of them. It's like four little caskets. You just fill them full of whatever and stick them in the oven. They come out like a little mini meatloaf. So
that's
good.
Next level.
So good. So,
did it specifically say meatloaf on the container when you bought it?
I don't remember. I just remember seeing it and going, that's perfect for meatloaves. I don't know what else you would use it for.
I have no idea.
What else would you make?
I'm new to this mini meatloaf game.
I don't know.
I don't know why I wasn't told about this before.
Ready for next level?
I like want to scream it from the rooftops and you're like, yeah, everybody does it.
Layer of cheese on top of that meatloaf.
No.
And then some potatoes on top of that. Bake it. And so good.
You said cheese and what? Tomatoes or potatoes?
Potatoes.
Oh, potatoes.
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 Well, potatoes. I couldn't hear something like that.
It's your B Morning Coffee Club 92.5 WBEE with Billy, TJ, and Hope. We got some country music news for you right now. Remember we're talking about Dolly Parton's musical? They have just made a big announcement. They have finally found their dollies. And it's not one. It's a bunch of them. The show is called Dolly, an original musical. It's going to make its world premiere in July in Nashville before heading to Broadway and debut in New York City later this year. A bunch of auditions went down. They now have settled on three different actresses to play different stages of her life. And they are all Broadway people. So
yes.
They, you know, it's not like they found a newcomer to play Dolly. These are all Broadway folks. Luke Combs recently addressed why he's not doing that many shows this summer. In fact, if you look at his schedule, I only counted 9 shows for the rest of this year. And I don't blame him. He says, I'm home 4 days a week, every week, full time. He was on a podcast. He said, sun up to sundown most days, getting kids up, changing diapers, doing baths, cooking dinners, lunches, cooking breakfast. That occupies my time. That's what I want. My job is not more important to me than they are.
Wow. So
good for him.
Have hired help to do those things, right?
Right. And Hope was saying they're still in the same little house that they moved to Nashville in.
They're in a 2-bedroom house.
Aw.
Well, let's be real. How much? Somebody quick Google Luke Combs' net worth. I bet he's worth probably $100 million at this point.
Let's guess.
Because he's been selling out stadiums. He's been on tour for a bunch of years. I think he's on like number, 17 or 18 number one hits.
You said $100 million?
Yeah.
No.
More? Less?
No, less.
How much?
$20 million, according to Google's AI overview.
I don't believe that.
Oh, a measly $20
million. I think he's worth way more than that. And he wrote some of those songs.
Right.
That's where the money is.
He does have mailbox money.
A number one country hit is worth $1 million, essentially, when it first comes, you know, on its chart run. And then the more it gets played down the road, you get a check every quarter for that.
Wonder what Luke Combs makes for dinner. Right?
That's a great question.
They're having like HelloFresh delivered.
I don't know. Are you guys having like mac and cheese and hot dogs like the rest of us?
Okay, stage names. I'm going to throw some names at you. Country artists with fake names. Mm-hmm. Some of them use their real names. Some of them don't. Virginia Patterson Hensley. Now, these could be from any era.
That's the stage name or that's the real name?
Virginia Patterson Hensley.
That's Faith Hill's real name, I'm going to guess.
Patsy Cline.
Very good. That is Patsy Cline.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, you need a little dinger. Ding, ding, ding.
Henry Duchendorf Jr.
Hank
I think
Williams.
I said that right. That is John Denver's real name.
Oh.
Harold Lloyd Jenkins. That would have been a great country name.
Harold Lloyd.
Ladies and gentlemen, Harold Lloyd Jenkins.
I have no idea.
Conway Twitty.
Okay.
How did you end up with... Okay. Audrey Perry.
How would anyone know?
Faith Hill.
Faith Hill. Okay, so you guessed Faith Hill just wrong time.
I think you'll get this one. Thomas Luther Bryan.
Is that Luke
Bryan? That is Bryan's? Luke Bryan, yes.
Thomas Luther?
Thomas Luther Bryan.
Wow.
Like, we're going to call you Luke.
We're going to call you Luke.
Luther Bryan.
This is my favorite. Eileen Regina Edwards.
Ella Langley.
No. TJ for the steal, even though we're not playing a game.
I know. I have no idea.
That is Shania Twain.
Oh, I should have known.
Where
the,
in the world
her real
did she
name
come
was.
Up with Shania Twain from Eileen Regina Edwards? Where did that come from?
Eileen Regina.
I don't know. How do you get Shania on?
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A 3-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.